I was really surprised when the governor in his budget address called for no increases for school employees or for community agencies or for state employees. That went over like a lead balloon. The legislature, I think, has found some additional revenue. They've kind of bullied him into calling for a 1% increase. Listen, you can't spend money you don't have. And yet, if we want to continue to invest in these critically important institutions, we've got to have opportunity. We've got to have prosperity. And I just don't see a statewide plan for how do we make sure that our communities are healthy, that we can grow that tax base so that we can make sure we are investing appropriately in the kinds of services that people have every right to expect. And I would also mention, you know, I was chief of staff to Governor Dugard when we went in and kind of the DOGE experience long before there was DOGE at the federal level. I mean, Governor Dugard had tasked me with executing $127 million worth of cuts because he knew we needed to find efficiency in the face of soft revenue. I went and executed that, and I think we came out of that long-term stronger because of those efficiencies. But that's not the kind of bold vision for growing this economy or finding efficiencies in state government that I'm seeing out of peer. And so I think there's a real opportunity for us to step forward there.